The Postal Service's Inspector General proposes a novel solution for cutting costs. Adopt augmented reality. The IG says the Postal Service could save time and money by outfitting drivers with augmented reality goggles. AR technology allows mobile devices to superimpose digital information on views you're actually looking at. For more on how augmented reality could help, we turn to Kelly Thresher. She's a public policy analyst at the Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General. Ms. Thresher, great to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I guess my first question is, why is the Inspector General looking at this and not like the Department of U.S. Postal Service's futures or something?
Well, I'm part of a research team that examines strategic ideas that can enhance the efficiency and effectiveness of the Postal Service's operations. So we looked at how augmented reality could enhance the value of mail in the past, but the supply chain implications are just starting to be recognized, and there are some really exciting ideas.
All right, so tell us about this one, augmented reality. What would it look like?
Well, there are many ways that it could be implemented in the Postal Service that we go through in the paper. Three ways specifically are through mobile devices, augmented reality glasses, and head-up displays. Some of these things, like mobile devices, the Postal Service already has, and they wouldn't need to buy anything new. But for glasses and head-up displays, there would need to be some purchases.
All right, so how would this work? You mentioned the supply chain. So I guess this is in the processing centers behind the scenes at the Postal Service.
Well, it's in the processing centers behind the scenes and stock rooms and that sort of thing, but it's also out in the carriers, out on their delivery routes, and enhancing the customer experience. Some of the examples that we brought up in the paper are letter carriers benefiting from augmented reality by using it when they pack their truck with the day's mail. We see carriers out on the street delivering, but what we don't see is a large part of their day that's spent sorting their mail and loading the truck before they begin their route. They have to figure out a way to organize parcels and letters so that they can fit everything into one truckload, keep fragile items safe, and place things generally in the order that they'll need to be delivered. That's not really an easy task, especially as the amount of packages being delivered increases. Augmented reality could provide a map that sort of looks like a Tetris game, showing where exactly each parcel could go.
And this information would come from where?
So the information would come from a back-end program. So right now, packages are scanned multiple times, as are letters, as they go through the process. Some of that information includes the weight of the package and any other important information about the package. We already collect that information. So if that information was put into an augmented reality program, the program would understand the information and be able to organize it as computers organize information every day.
So in other words, the person loading the truck would have, say, let's just for an example, use goggles. And they would see what? The packages would be kind of like shining different colors, and they would
blue, green, red. Yeah, it could be a lot of different ways, but the way that we depict it in the paper is what you're saying. You look at the package, it scans, and when you look up at the truck, it would tell you where exactly to put that package.
So the carrier could truthfully say, the mail speaks to me. I know exactly where to put it on the truck.
Exactly. Just trying to get mail carriers more in touch with their packages.
All right. And inside a logistics situation, say supply room, I haven't been inside a postal processing center, but they're big and a lot goes on in there.
Yeah, the Postal Service handles a lot of equipment every day, as you can imagine. Just the amount of stock that they have to keep in track of is very large. And augmented reality is one way that they could organize this system and make sure that they have the products they need at the time that they need them. And it could also help employees in the stockroom find what they're looking for quickly.
All right. Well, let's see. We're speaking with Kelly Thresher. She is a public policy analyst at the Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General. And in order to have all of this, you need data. And I guess the data, does it exist now in the Postal Service somewhere that could be used to power an augmented reality system?
Absolutely. For most of these applications, the data already exists. It would just be using it in a new way and presenting it to people on the floor so that it's useful to the people who are actually working with the parcels instead of using it for a larger data picture, I guess. But as for the program itself, it would need to be an investment the Postal Service would make to create an augmented reality program that could use this data and present it in the augmented reality way.
Is there any commercial solution that exists to do this? I mean, is someone doing this in the private sector already?
Yes. So as people are becoming familiar with technology, other postal operators have started to look at this. One postal operator is DHL in Europe. They've piloted augmented reality goggles in their warehouses, and they've had success.
All right. So what kind of costs would be entailed here? Because you'd have to buy some software, but it sounds like there'd be a lot of hardware to get it deployed in a widespread way.
Right. So the paper suggests that the Postal Service should examine the operational feasibility and economic viability of the technology through pilot testing. So the examples in the paper are things that other companies are using, and if it works for them, it could work for the Postal Service too. A main cost of the technology comes from the additional gear, like augmented reality glasses, that would have to be purchased. In the report, we quote that the general price of a pair of glasses ranges from about $400 to $1,500. There are some that are less than that and some that are more than that. But if the technology is used in conjunction with existing devices, then the cost is way lower, and it's centered around the software development. This cost varies too, but if they could use existing devices that they already have, then it could be a huge cost saver.
And how personal are these devices? By that I mean, as the Postal Service replaces its old and falling apart trucks with new vehicles, could there be a helmet or a display of some sort per vehicle that multiple users could use for their shifts when they're in charge of that particular truck?
Yes, exactly. So it would be one training to learn how to use the technology, but it wouldn't matter which piece of technology we're using. So in the paper, we talk about head-up displays, which are displays that show important information while you're driving on the actual windshield. So it integrates with the road that you're on to show you, hey, a left turn is coming up, or we're going to reroute you because there's an accident or hazard that you need to avoid.
Is there any thought to maybe mapping where the dogs that bite live, and then before you come around the corner, you would be ready for a biting dog?
Absolutely. So that's one of the big ones. Augmented reality allows the Postal Service to take knowledge that carriers and other employees receive after years of working and institutionalize it so that the whole organization can benefit from it, and it takes away some of the learning curve between junior and senior employees. A carrier who's out on a route that they're not familiar with using augmented reality could see if there's a dangerous dog coming up, like you said, or if there's an interior office that's hard to find that has some quirky numbering throughout the building, so that they could deliver and be more consistent in their delivery, even if they are a substitute carrier and new to the route.
All right, so they'd be ready for Spike on Elm Street. And so what kind of reception have you had to this idea from the postal executives that might have to implement it?
Well, what our team does is we do research and we make suggestions and we send them to the Postal Service. But the decision of adoption is ultimately up to the Postal Service.
Because, you know, you've got a bank of executives at the Postal Service that really know the USPS because most of them have been there for 30 or 40 years. Do you think this is something that these cats can accept, putting it into the 21st century like this?
Well, we think that there are definitely some real potentials for growth and for more efficiency and effectiveness in the supply chain. I mean, from when you drop off your package at a post office to when it's delivered to wherever you're sending it. And we think that they would definitely benefit from looking into some of these ideas and piloting them to see how they work for the Postal Service and what kind of efficiency gains they could see.
All right. Kelly Thresher is a public policy analyst at the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.